Rusty Quill presents.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There are places in the depths of this world, under miles of ocean or stone, where creatures are born, live, and die, entirely in darkness. Welcome back to Spirit Box Radio. Hello, faithful listeners. Good news is, I wasn't asleep for the entire week this week. In fact, I didn't sleep at all. Not really. I don't really understand what's been going on, to be honest with you, faithful listeners, but to those of you asking on the forums, I can tell you that you're officially all I have left. I can't reach Kitty. Anna won't talk to me. Artidia answers the phone, but hangs up when she hears it's me on the other end of the line. Em is dead. And Oliver. Oliver is gone. I tried to call him, but I can't get through. I went to the shop and it's boarded up. He's really, really gone. He left me like they all left me. Anyway, so that's it. Just us. That's it. I have an augury forecast for you, faithful listeners. You know, it's strange. I found this one scrawled in the back of a book. But anyway, here it is, faithful listeners. 3 eggs in the nest are pointed eastward. The fourth is pointing west. There is trouble on the horizon. Cautiousness is best. A hawk flies against the wind across the river. The line of its path charts the route towards the cliff. Tread lightly or risk a downfall. The snapdragons dance in the morning breeze. Do not trust Jim. He lied about the almond milk. Do not try the door. It is unlocked, and you do not want to see what lies behind it. And so concludes the augury forecast. You know, at some point, maybe I'll try my hand at augury. I'd love to learn. Speaking of the forums, we've had a wild time on there this week, with a few people talking about, you know, whatever happened last week. But nobody's been able to contribute anything useful. The thread about the man in the flat cap still doesn't seem like it can be deleted, so... yeah. And it seems like there continue to be intermittent problems with the Spirit Box services. People are getting more messages, but ones that don't seem to make any sense based on the questions they've been asking. None of it is anything too alarming, mind you, just the odd cry for help and a couple of mentions of doorways, just a few bits like that. Please remember to update the forums if you're trying to hold commune. Please. It makes everything so much easier. Anyway, the big news on the forum this week, well, besides, you know, me, which you really don't need to, I mean, I understand why you speculate. If it was someone else and I was on the forums, I'm sure I'd speculate too. But I'm fine, I promise you. And I don't know. I feel more collected when I'm airing the show. I'm sorry, I don't mean to keep doing this to you, I don't mean to keep spilling your beans, but I don't know. I look forward to airing the segment all week, and I suppose I just get carried away, but... Oh. It's more than that. I feel like I can think more clearly when I turn on the microphone. Like, the times between the Enlightenment segment are just... waiting for the next time for it to air. It was less bad for a couple of weeks, you know, with Oliver. But now I just... I'm doing it again. Sorry. Forums. News. Right. There was a new thread started this week about a children's programme that this seemed to have aired in the 1990s, I think. It was started by Maisie from Bridgend. Here's what they had to say. Hey, faithful listeners. Long-time forums lurker here. I was wondering if any of you remember this weird show that started to air in the 1990s? I'd actually clean forgotten about it until the other day, but my brother paid me a visit, and he said he stayed up late the other night and had fallen asleep on the couch with the telly on, and when he woke up, it was a rerun of the show we used to watch when we were kids. The show was Counting with Courtney Q. It was one of those shows with the different segments in it, all of them designed to teach kids a different sort of skill. There were silly shapes, who were cartoon shapes who'd get chased around and changed into different shapes by a live-action hand holding a pencil and a razor. I always liked that one because they'd sing a little song about how many sides they'd gained or lost. There was Miss Mouse, who taught the children about animals and the food chain. I didn't like that one so much because I didn't like to think of the animals eating each other. There were a few others that I can't really remember, about keeping fit, about healthy eating, I think. But the one I remember the most, the one my brother was calling to tell me about, was Gessie Jessie. Gessie Jessie was a small felt doll. She's ostensibly there to teach kids logical thinking. Jessie always guesses wrong. Jessie never speaks and makes all of her guesses by pointing and nodding and shaking their head. And sometimes at the end of a segment, Jessie would tell the narrator she has a riddle. The riddle would pop up on the screen, and the answer would be blank and stay blank and never be answered. It was pretty fun, actually. It probably did our mum's head in that we never got the answer, because after a little while of speculating about it, we'd inevitably end up going to pester her about it. To my memory, all of Gessie Jessie's riddles were pretty common ones. You know, like, round like an apple, deep like a cup, all the king's horses can't pull me up, what am I? Or the classic, 30 white horses upon a red hill one. Anyway, my brother was calling because when he woke up in the middle of the night, Counting with Courtney Q was on, and he was suddenly feeling all nostalgic, so he sat down to watch it for a little while. And it just so happened that it was an episode with the Gessie Jessie segment. When it got to the end, Jessie huddled to the edge of the screen and the narrator asked her, "What's that, Gessie Jessie? Do you have a riddle?" And Jessie nodded her little felt head and raised a felt hand as though covering her mouth. And then the narrator said, "Now the door is open, it cannot be closed, and you have to walk through." I wonder what that could mean. What do you think, children? And then that was the end of the segment. My brother was really perplexed. Like I say, the riddles were really common ones in hindsight, so he felt really silly that he couldn't figure this one out and couldn't seem to find out anything about it when he looked it up online either. I couldn't work it out either, which is weird because I really love riddles and I'm actually pretty good at solving them, if I do say so myself. I thought I'd look it up and see what I could find too, but I couldn't find anything. Not just about the riddle, but nothing about Gessie Jessie, nothing about Counting with Courtney Q at all. And then yesterday, I thought I'd give the Spirit Box services run by Spirit Box Radio a go for more general reasons and... well, I heard the theme song to Counting with Courtney Q. The channels were skipping. I could hear the little skippy hiss that underpins everything, but it was the theme tune, barely interrupted, and then a voice. "What's that, Gessie Jessie? Do you have a riddle?" And then my laptop crashed. I'm not sure if it's just more of the same problems that other people seem to have been having with the Spirit Box, or if it was my laptop somehow. Or maybe I'm just losing my mind. Anyway, I thought this was the best place to find out either way. Stay spooky, Love, Maisie. They/them. Thanks for bringing this to the attention of the forums, Maisie. Because we've been getting these strange interferences with the spirit box services, what you heard might just be an extension of that, but as several forum users have pointed out, the likelihood of music to come through a spirit box is extremely low, not when you're using it properly. Which does beg the question, actually. Are we using the spirit box properly? Unfortunately, I have no idea how to even begin to answer that question. A couple of users on the forum seem to have recollections of counting with Courtney Q and... Oh, sorry about the interruption, faithful listeners. I should answer in case it's Kitty or... I don't know. I should answer. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello, you are live on Spirit Box Radio.
That's Sam. Sam Infield.
Yes, it is. Who is this?
I don't know.
I'm sorry?
No, don't worry about it. It's fine. I woke up here, and the new name I knew was yours. I thought it was mine, but it isn't.
You woke up where?
I'm sorry, I don't know exactly. Sometimes I think it's a train station. Other times it's a street I half remember. Sometimes it's a small room. But it's never all there. When I try to look at things for too long, they shift under my gaze. It won't settle.
But you're calling me.
There was a phone. I picked it up and now I'm talking to you. It's the first thing I've been able to touch.
But you knew my name.
Yes, I heard you say it like I was... thinking it myself. You said I'm Sam Infield.
Is that all?
No, there was more. In bits. It was instinct at first. But then it got stronger. And now the phone. And I'm speaking to you.
Do you remember what was happening before this?
I don't know. Not exactly. Flashes. Moments. I remember... water. Gallons and gallons. Light pouring through it in shafts above me. Fish. Cold so deep it burned. The weight of the water pressing into me from all sides. Sam Enfield. I think I'm dead.
What?
Yes, that's it. I'm dead, Sam Enfield, and you did this to me.
I killed you.
No, you trapped me here. Caught me here, suspended in a last gasp.
Suspension at the moment of death. Oliver, that's what he said had happened to him, but he's not trapped in some nowhere place, not like you. He's living and breathing, or, well, arguably living. He'd dispute that, but who cares what he thinks?
I was a friend to Madame Marie. She brought you to me. You were so small. I remember you called my name. She thought you could do it. She thought you could suspend me.
But that doesn't make any sense. She thought I was useless.
She lied.
She made me useless. Why?
She was trying to save herself.
Herself? Not me.
You are the gift. There is always a price.
And she thought she could avoid paying it by telling me I couldn't perform the arcane arts? People talking about Madame Marie. They said she'd meddled with the arcane in ways she wasn't supposed to. She was desperate or something. I don't understand.
The man in the shell suit and fur cap. The man with the roses. The man who walks here and there. The king with the blood rose crown. He walks here and there and leaves a trail of blood and petals. Deal with the king of the blood rose crown and pay in blood and body.
How do you know all of this?
I don't know. I'm sorry, I can't help you.
Why did you call me?
I am yours now.
What do you mean?
Those you called back, we are yours to command.
I don't understand. What do you mean, called back? I don't get it. On the phone?
Ghost maker.
What?
Ghost maker. Heir apparent of the Blood Rose Crown. I am your servant until you release me.
But, no, I don't want that. How do I release you?
You must know it in yourself. You must believe it in yourself. You must understand it in yourself.
But I don't!
And so I am yours, like the others.
What others?
I do not know. I am not here. I do not know.
Please help me!
I'll
do anything, please!
I do not know.
No, please come back! Please come back! Come back! I don't want to be alone anymore! Come back! They're all gone. It's because of me. It's all my fault. I did this. I'm bad. I'm wrong. There's something wrong with me, or Em wouldn't have done this. She wouldn't have done this. I'm wrong. I'm broken. I'm bad. Gods, I just wish there was someone listening besides you, faithful listeners. Knowing you're there, I feel okay, but I just wish that someone... Anyone. No. Not anyone. I want Em. I want to talk to Em.
I have a message for you.
What?
He asked me to tell you he's listening. That's it. That's the message.
When did you get that?
I didn't.
He's listening. He's listening to the show. The man in the flat cap is listening to the show. I should go, faithful listeners. Good night. Spirit Box Radio is a podcast distributed by Hanging Sloth Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 Sharealike International License. It was created by me, Pippin Aeromager, the voice of Sam Enfield. Rose Eck is the voice of the Mystery Caller. Music is by Maybe Wednesday. If you like the show, let us know on Twitter at Hanging Sloths or stop by at our website, hangingslothstudios.com. If you'd like to help us keep making Spirit Box Radio, you can send us a tip on ko-fi.com/hangingsloths or become a slothling on Patreon at patreon.com/hangingslothstudios, where you can get early access to episodes, plus loads of other great rewards. You can buy merch in our coffee shop, links in the description. Spirit Box Radio is recorded in front of a dead studio audience.
Get spooky.